So joining me on the phone is Karen Olden from Click Sergeant. Karen, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, I was enjoying life at home, I think, like everybody else. Click Sergeant, just remind, for those of us who don't know what it is you do, just remind us about the work of the charity.
We are the only UK charity that supports children and young people under the age of 25 and their families undergoing cancer treatment.
Okay, now we've talked in the past when you've been in, we've talked about the whole problems of when you get a young person within a family diagnosed with cancer, quite often, in the majority of cases, it therefore, by its nature, involves the entire family. We talk about commuting problems in order to get treatments. How's the dreaded C word, how's coronavirus been affecting you so far?
As every charity is, as every household, it's affecting us at a great length. So the majority of the support that we offer is around that emotional and financial support. So for example, our social workers are moving over to remote support for our families, which for those families that have had Click Sergeant in their lives for a while, that's absolutely fine. They're sort of, you know, coming to terms with that, they've got good relationships with their social worker. But we have 12 new diagnoses of childhood cancer every day. Oh. And for those new families, having somebody there face to face on the ward from Click Sergeant, telling them that they're not on their own, that they've got this charity that can be there for them. You know, we're now having to do that over the phone, which basically breaks all of our values. You know, we're very much about, you know, building sort of, you know, relationships. And at the time that families' lives are, you know, turned very much upside down, we're just not currently, you know, able to meet with them face to face. And so we're having to drastically change our approach. Like I say, we're quite lucky. We've got our social workers that are able to talk to people over the phone. We've also got long-term Facebook support groups available as well. So these are all things that are great for, like I say, sort of, you know, families that are aware of Click Sergeant. We're looking at potentially offering sort of virtual coffee groups. And we've also sent out quite a lot of workouts for families as well, so that they can aid fitness. And obviously, as we all know, improve mental health. We've got workouts that are specifically designed for those that are recovering from cancer as well. So, yeah, we're just having to adapt the service to continue the high level of support that we've been offering.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds awful for you. And I guess the other thing where we're hearing the stories, of course, of businesses struggling, businesses worrying, a £330 billion aid package from the government. This must be affecting the charity sector as well, I'm guessing.
It is dramatically the first thing that goes, sadly, is charitable donations. The government haven't started to look at packages for charities, and I really hope that that's something that they take on board. Us as a charity, I'm a fundraising engagement manager. My day is normally made up of supporting our families with in aid of events, quizzes, fundraising, people running marathons, people doing all sorts of crazy things to support our charity. And I've just spent the last sort of 2 weeks talking to people, postponing events, and really not sort of knowing what to do, to be perfectly honest, because, you know, we're a very proactive team. And our corporate charity partners, they are experiencing massive issues, business issues, and we have no idea when we can realistically reschedule any events either. So we're very much in limbo at the moment, which is really sad.
Hopefully things will start and turn around quicker than we hope. But in the meantime, what caught my eye was on LinkedIn. You're putting in a plea for people because, yeah, every cloud's got a silver lining. A lot of people working now from home means they're not spending their money on commuting.
Absolutely. So as listeners will know, I've mentioned so many times, financial support is actually one of the biggest hardships for families that we support. And it often means families finding approximately £600 per month whilst their child's being treated. obviously with the economic situation and livelihoods at risk, it's going to be even harder for our families. We appreciate that that obviously has a knock-on effect with every part of the community. But if you, you know, if you normally, you know, get the bus into town or drive or, you know, things like that, obviously we are all saving money, you know, with those commutes. You know, if you could donate a bit of that, a proportion of that to Click Sergeant, it would make a massive difference. We would be able to continue the support that we offer. Like I say, every charity will be, you know, seriously losing money at the moment that is, you know, we thought was guaranteed, to be perfectly honest. You know, you have these events booked in and it's pretty much, you know, guaranteed incomes. And obviously we have a contingency, but as all charities, you know, there's only so much of a contingency. So if anyone can put that commute and donate, you know, ourselves and our families would be most grateful.
Well, as you're saying, these are families often, the disruption that can be caused by a young person having cancer, it can affect the incomes of families anyway. So if they're newly diagnosed, they're facing that challenge already, to let alone then have coronavirus added on top.
Absolutely. It's for all of us, it's the worst time. You know, we're all experiencing something that is completely new. But, you know, like I say, to have the headache of coronavirus and then, you know, to be told that your child's got cancer, you know, with all the things like, you know, the, you know, we're all worried about germs and things like that anyway. You know, obviously our families have got heightened awareness around germs, but I can't imagine now being told that my daughter's got cancer and then having to, you know, secondly think about, you know, having a child whose, you know, immune system is really low and, you know, you don't want to be in an environment with germs, having all of these issues.
No, indeed. Now, you also mentioned to me before we started talking, another little idea you've had, because everyone's sitting at home, everyone's bored, and everyone's got some form of webcam or something on the go. You've got some fundraising ideas that way as well.
Yeah, we're having to adapt. everything's going virtual, and I'm very much aware. I've got a lot of friends that are yoga teachers. I've got a lot of personal training friends, and you know, the great thing about people is that, you know, we all look at new ideas. So, you know, lots of people are setting up virtual classes and things like that. So, you know, if you are setting up a virtual class, let us know. You know, perhaps you'd like to donate a percentage of your class fees to Click Sergeant. And we can certainly as well, through our network, you know, across the UK, you know, we'll be able to promote your classes. We're also looking at things like, you know, perhaps seeing if we can set up virtual quizzes and things like that. You know, these are things that in our diaries, we continuously, you know, pub quizzes, everyone loves them. Everyone loves a charity pub quiz. Let's not let, you know, coronavirus stop this. Obviously we can't meet, but we can still do quizzes online and virtual quizzes and all those sorts of things. So if there's anyone out there that, you know, has got some spare time on their hands, which I can imagine there's quite a few people that have, and you'd like to do something productive and, you know, support a charity, let's get people involved. Let's look at what we can do as a community, because let's face it, Cambridge is an amazing community. You know, we certainly stick together for stuff. And, you know, if there's things that we can do, this isn't that element just of supporting Click Sergeant, but, you know, there's going to be an awful lot of lonely people around. And if we can, you know, put together some, you know, innovative ideas, you know, let's do it.
All right, Karen, if people want to get in touch with you to help out, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll put all my details on the website, but my email address is karen.olden@clicksergeant.org.uk. And that's Click, CLICSARGENT. We've also got a donation page as well. So like I say, we'll pop all those details on the website, if that's okay, Neil.
Absolutely. Karen, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Do stay safe and give our love to everybody, and good luck to all of you and all the people you work with.
Absolutely. And yeah, to everyone at Cambridge 105, thank you so much. And yeah, everyone I don't know, try and find the positives out of every day.
That sounds like a very good philosophy. Thank you, Karen.